Happy 400.
400 Eve.
Oh. All right.
399, buddy.
Happy 399.
All right. I'm not editing that out if you're hoping I was going to.
Okay. No, I'm really hoping that makes the cut.
That's going to be my ringtone. Hello and welcome to episode 399 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubing in Germany, and with me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver.
I'm going to admit to you, Adam, 400 sort of sneaked up on me.
Okay.
I don't know, is 400 even... I mean, it's a nice round number.
Yeah.
But is it a big deal? How many episodes of podcasting do you have to get to before you can syndicate them?
Good question. How many people are listening? Because we could record a million that nobody listens to.
I think we've done that so far. I think mission accomplished.
398 episodes that your mom listens to.
Oh, no, she does. She downloads them twice, like one at her work computer and once at home, just to bump the numbers.
Right.
No way she knows how to play it back, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Actually, I wonder if I didn't tell her, I wonder if my wife would know how to listen to the show.
Well, she listens to Chris Marquardt, though.
She's a huge fan of Happy Shooting. Yeah, I think. So, yeah. Hey, did you hear me on Don's show, by the way?
No.
Oh, I did his show tomorrow.
Okay.
which when you're listening to this is like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what we're talking about.
No, I've not listened to Don's show before, but is it good? Have you listened to any episode that you're not on?
Sure.
Have you? No, really?
No, I don't have time.
Okay.
No, no offense. If I had any time, which I do not, do you have time for stuff?
No.
Just for stuff. I barely have time to take photos anymore.
Yeah. Again, I agree. It's just, there's other things going on.
Like not taking photos.
Right. Yeah.
No, with the challenge photos, I think, oh man, the whole challenge is just taking a photo. Like it should be wide open like that.
Yeah.
Because it like so many times I think, oh man, like, oh yeah, I got to get a photo. You know, I better go out and do it. Whereas before I used to just be like, yeah, I can, any one of my 10 photos from today could be a photo challenge.
Right.
So there you go. Oh, old people.
Yeah.
That's old man stuff. Mm-hmm. How old was I? I was in my 30s when we started doing this show.
No.
I think so.
Aren't you like 49?
I don't think so.
No? 46?
Not yet.
Okay. So yeah, you were, because we're like, got to be 6 years deep, right? 7 years? Six, 7 years?
Well, 400 episodes is coming up on 8 years.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So I was in my 30s.
Wow.
Oh, man. It was a fun time when I was 37.
Those were the days, man.
It was a very good year. I have now sung a verse from a song in two consecutive episodes.
Yeah.
Amazon, if you need singing lessons, which one of us clearly does.
Yeah.
Get them on Amazon. Click to our site and help us out.
They probably have one of those, you know, those automatic like pitch control little doohickeys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you can tell you if you're off key too. So that would be helpful.
Or just fix it. I don't think you have to tell you. I think it just fixes it, doesn't it?
But yeah, like an auto tuner.
Like an auto tune. They should have that just in life. Yeah. Speaking of which, we did karaoke the other night after we hung around the field after our baseball game.
Okay.
As you do, hang around, have a couple sodas, play some Fungo Golf, which is a fun little game. And you can figure out what that is, right?
Sure. I know what a Fungo bat is, so I'm imagining you're using that to play golf.
Yeah. See a little course you set up around the field and whatnot. It's good times. Good way to, you know, go out and have a couple beers with the boys after a game. And then a couple weeks ago, Canada Day, it is just out of the blue, it just turned into karaoke night. We used our PA, someone plugged their iPod in with the Spotify and just played requests and used the PA announcing microphone to sing along.
Sure.
It was a great time, except for karaoke's better when you have the lyrics in front of you.
Oh, yeah, that helps, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't. So you really have to know the lyrics, and it becomes painfully obvious very quickly that after a couple sodas out in the long hot day, you don't know the lyrics to as many songs as you think you do.
Yeah.
And all of course, the big favorite that everybody wants me to sing is you could go with the Bryan Adams because he's, you know, they know he's from Vancouver. And so of course the big song here, "Summer of '69." I know a lot of the lyrics, not all of them.
Yeah, I know a lot of them too, but I'm sure there'd be parts that trip me up.
Yeah, and so you're that guy. Then you're a stumbly mouth guy.
But that's kind of funny. That's part of the entertainment.
I think it is. I think I do. I do put on a show. I will. There is a physical component to when I do the when I do it. And then of course one of the German guys will get up there and belt out a song in English, his second language, and just do better than me. And so
I push
him down.
Can I tell you, this isn't I'm not meaning to one up you, but my wife always. and some of her friends are like hardcore into karaoke. Like they like it. We have gone to the special karaoke bar where, you know, you rent a room and they have the whole setup. But anyways,
Lost in Translation. Yes.
Since we got the projector and the giant screen, wow, is it awesome for karaoke night. So you have a karaoke machine? We have like a really nice amp and a wireless microphone that back years ago, I bought this as a fun thing to have at home, but I wasn't going Mickey Mouse at Best Buy. I went and bought like a nice amp speaker, and then I basically have a wireless microphone that it's all kind of connected to my home stereo. And then basically what I do is go onto YouTube, and then you can pick any song on the planet in YouTube and just put whatever the song is with lyrics, and then you'll get the lyrics and the music as well in behind it. Because you can just go karaoke, but the problem is with that, a lot of times they don't have the singer's voice along with it.
Right.
And then if you're really bad like I am, you kind of want to drown out your voice a little bit with the actual singer's voice. Plus it helps you just in terms of timing and whatnot.
Which is what we were doing with Spotify, yes.
So this setup with the projector projecting the YouTube lyrics like on a 100-inch screen with, you know, everybody sitting around in the living room is super fun and better than you can do at the karaoke lounge, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
So super fun. So we had a karaoke night recently and just a blast doing this. And I think I sang Eminem Lose Yourself. So there you go.
Going to do that this weekend.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
Oh, man. Feet fail me not. You just got it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you go right into the cipher and just belt it out?
Oh, yeah. I went hard. Yeah. No, it was good. Yeah.
Oh, man. You did one up me. Good for you. I think you earned that one.
So there you go. No, but just as a update on the projector, I should put the projector I got and the screen that I got up, because if anybody at all is thinking about maybe getting one of these things on Amazon, like a home theater projector. The one I bought, I want to say, was around $750 for the projector, which, you know, you might think in your head that's expensive.
Oh, I do, yes.
My goodness, it is mind-blowingly awesome. Like, it is unbelievable. I mean, you blow something up to 100 inches and you might think for 1080p that it might get pixelated. It does not. It looks phenomenal, and it's so good that you'd rival any movie theater screen and that I've ever seen. And 4K, I gotta say, I don't know how you can do better than this. This looks unbelievable. So just something out there in the zeitgeist. If anyone's considering it, I can, you know, send us an email, whatever. I can give you the specs on what I bought and the screen, this 100-inch pull down screen that cost $100, ironically.
And that's mounted on your wall?
It has a tripod and it just sets up in about a minute. It sets up in a minute, but it is so awesome too for something that I don't want to leave set up all the time, right? Like I put it up, you know, for movie night or karaoke or whatever. And then I like to be able to take it down and put it out of the way, and it just sets up and takes down so quickly. So Very, very awesome setup. And having friends over for movie night or karaoke or whatever, this setup is will blow your mind. So maybe next time you're in Vancouver.
Yeah. How about next time I will have no time. I'll be there for a couple of days, but November. I'm sure. Back in November. You're going to host karaoke night at your house. Sure.
Absolutely.
Or is it portable?
I could take it somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
The projector and everything?
Oh yeah. It just fits in a little, almost like size of a letter carrier bag. Like it's not big, the projector.
Cause what I'm then you have the microphone and the amp though, right?
Oh, all of it. Just not a problem to take somewhere.
Okay, because here's what I'm thinking. For your sake, we host it at somebody else's house so you don't have to clean up.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll find someone to host. We'll trash their house.
Sure.
Because I will invariably, I will do The Kids Are All Right by The Who.
Okay. Okay.
And the instruments will get smashed after.
Wow.
So it'll be a big mess. I won't smash your mic.
Okay.
Full respect. So, okay, no, I'm in. I'm loving this.
There you go. You find us a place to set this all up, and we will do it.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I'm pretty sure you can swing that. We'll get Goldberg's house. We'll do that.
Okay.
He's in. He likes karaoke.
So, who doesn't like karaoke? I didn't think I liked karaoke until I did karaoke and thought, wow, this is the reason why there are lounges all over the city.
I like going obscure too, especially age inappropriate stuff. Because all the kids, you know, on the team, they know some of the hits. They know all the oldies like Nirvana. And but I was like, I started the thing off with I did Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly the other day.
That's
blank
good.
Stairs. Blank stairs.
It's also awesome, you know, like you say, if you add a little bit of a visual to this, but you know. Middle-aged, slightly overweight, bald guy doing gangster rap is funny as well. So
I had NWA on tap and didn't get to it. I didn't want to jump in. It was just the time never came up. I know the I don't even want to say the name of the song because there's swearing in the title. So you know, and I don't necessarily believe in the message, but. I love that song, and I'm very good at it. So we'll see. Maybe we'll break that out next time, and maybe I'll do it at your party at someone else's house.
But even just to throw one more little note in there for those thinking about doing karaoke at home, the YouTube thing, just even in the last few years, like every song exists in YouTube with lyrics that I've ever looked for. So even when you go to one of these karaoke lounges, you know, people will say, oh, let's find whatever kind of obscure song. A lot of times you can't find it. Not the case when you're at home on YouTube. Not hit a song that could not be found with lyrics. So,
well, this is a whole new podcast we're going to do.
Yeah. The karaoke podcast.
Yep. The Two Hosers Karaoke Show.
Karaoke-cast. Karaoke-ask.
We'll workshop it off the air. Thank you very much. All right, Adam, what's going on? Did we say Amazon? Go to Amazon, click through our site. Yeah, we did singing lessons. All right. You're back from vacation.
Yep.
I'm back. Had fun, of course. Do you like getting back from vacation?
I do not.
Why not?
Well, let me just throw an asterisk up there. I like that, you know, first thing of like being away for a while and then missing my home and coming back home. I'm happy to see my bed and my stuff. So in that
regard, but that first moment you walk through the house, like I just thought of this right now when you open the door and you think, does my house smell like this?
Yeah, there's that. Cause it gets a little stale where all the windows are closed for whatever a week or
it's the same and you're just not used to it anymore. And you think, wow, I always smell like vegetable soup.
Yeah, there's that a little bit too. I agree, but I think to me it signals being off of vacation and back to work, or the fact that we often go away in August, and when you come back, you're thinking, oh, well, it's not too long until summer's over and back to school, and so I think part of it is getting back has that feeling of you look forward to vacation, right? You look forward, and some of that time leading up to it is kind of the best time, because I think we've talked about in the past, like you know, Friday is just the greatest day because you're, you know, looking forward to the weekend. And same is true of the weeks leading up to vacation. And then it always seems like it goes too fast, right? So when you're done, it's got that feeling of, okay, well, I guess, you know, look forward to the next vacation or time off or whatever it might
be. Oh, see, the difference is I like my life.
Oh, okay, well, there's that, yeah.
Yeah. Debbie Downer.
No, you feel the same way.
I do feel, I do have the same mixed feelings. I do when you're driving back, like, say you're driving from vacation. And you got like a, you know, a long drive ahead, say 6 hours or something like that on the home stretch. That last like 90 minutes, I feel like I just can't wait to get home.
Right. Me too. Yeah.
Because I'm just like, all right, enough. And I can't hear one more episode of Benjamin Blumkin or Pet Paw Patrol or whatever's going on. I don't want to hear any more of that. And just want to get home. Then the second you're home, you think, oh, I could still be on vacation.
Right.
That'd be nice. What am I doing here? You know, and then you're right. You have to get caught up on everything, and getting caught up, no good. Although the one thing I find differently now, like I still am not happy that I'm a cell phone guy, I'm a smartphone guy now. But you don't have to get caught up on emails and whatnot, because you can pretty much get all the useless nonsense while you're on vacation.
Agreed. Yeah.
You know, end of the day or something like that. Especially with roaming here in Europe, there's no more roaming. It's just regular, all over Europe.
That's good.
Yay. Yay. Good story. All right. Reminder, monthly challenge for August is Blue Hour. Get out there and shoot that. We'll talk about that next week. So guessing Adam's already shot his. By the time you're listening to this, I shot mine. Mine's probably an Italian version, I hope. Again, not sure. We're planning on going to Italy. Hope so. So getting it, hashtag that, hey hosers, or Two Hosers Monthly Challenge on Instagram, and we'll check that out and talk about it next week. Did you shoot anything interesting? I hope your vacation stuff was interesting.
It was super interesting. Well, at least to me, but we're going to save that for its own episode, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the next couple of weeks. Next week will be the photo challenge, big number 400, of course. And then after that, depends on, we'll see how the vacations go. Either we'll do your vacation and then mine the next week, or maybe we'll combine them both if they're boring.
Okay.
And speed stuff up. All right. Photo challenge issued by none other than Adam himself.
Yeah. Yeah, it was issued by me, because I like to hold up, you know, my end of this show, which is coming up with interesting challenges all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Once a year. Just like I flood the market, Adam specializes.
I don't think we've ever done weekend though. This is an amazing idea by me.
Oh, we might do it once a week now, but only on the weekend.
Right. So should I go first? Is it?
Yeah.
Is
what's
it,
yours?
Okay. So this is a photo that I took of my friends. Now let me put it into context. So these friends came over on the weekend, and we were sitting in our backyard on our little back patio, drinking wine with these friends. And it just so happened to be their wedding anniversary. I believe, again, you know, just in case anyone wants to correct me who happens to know these two individuals, I believe this is their 29th anniversary. So
in a row?
Yeah, in a row. So they got married pretty young and, you know, have managed to beat the odds and stay married for 29 years. So, you know, we're sitting in my backyard at 8 o'clock in the evening, and you know, when they sort of mentioned this, I think my wife knew but didn't tell me, or maybe thought I wouldn't care, probably both.
Or probably did tell you, but let's be honest, who listens?
Yeah, I wasn't listening. So something along
those
lines.
That's how you stay married 29 years.
So they're over and we're having wine in the backyard, and you know, my kids are whatever. They're keeping themselves busy, probably on some device or something. But anyways, adult time in the backyard. And then I announced, I said, well, you know, we have to go do a photo. It's your 29th wedding anniversary. And they know that I do photos, and I've taken photos. They probably showed up in a challenge years ago, and I've taken family photos for them and whatnot. So anyways, I said, you know, we're doing this, right? It's a beautiful evening. And they said, yeah, sure. Let's go. And so we just, you know, the four adults, my wife and these guys and myself took a walk down to the dike where I, you know, again, beautiful area, very close to where I live, and, you know, perfect time of day just before sunset. But there were some fires burning in Richmond. There's a big fire in Richmond. And so there was
nature park, I heard.
Yeah. So there was smoke, and that was making for a very interesting kind of like last 10, 15 minutes before sundown, because it sort of gave like a soft pinky hue to the sunset. And so I thought, wow, this is great light. I think I took a photo last year when I was on vacation that we called, the challenge was Interesting Light or something, that had a very similar kind of color and tone. Same thing, forest fires that are burning in the interior of BC last summer. And so I thought, oh, this light is fantastic. So let's just kind of work a shot where I'm going to use that light to light them, and, you know, basically just set them up in a pose, try to create a little bit of depth by the path and the angle that I chose to shoot it. And just snapped off a few shots. They tried a few different poses, just really like this pose. This is a very flattering pose and shows off the rings. It's kind of thing that...
Well, it shows off her rings.
Right, that's true, yeah.
It weirded me out because I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, you get the perfect thing. They both show... Wait a second, he has a very small right hand. And then why is his ring on his right hand, but it's not? He's not wearing his wedding ring.
Yeah, maybe he's not wearing his ring.
Maybe he went swimming in the lake with you.
I guess I didn't look close. I thought it was, and that was my whole intention was, when I took the photo, was to basically, you know, try to create a shallow depth of field with two people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get his head over her shoulder and try to line up their eyes, create a little bit of depth, and then try to showcase, you know, the fact that this is an anniversary shot. I wanted hands and rings to be in it, and just a nice little pose that you know, they kind of fell into after a few different shots, and I thought, oh, that's perfect. Like, I didn't specifically set this up. It's just kind of how it happened as we were working different positions, because I wasn't happy with them just kind of standing side by side. Mm-hmm. And just for future reference, and for anyone else out there taking whatever, whether it's wedding photos or this kind of anniversary shot, great little configuration for two people, this pose for a couple. So
I'm actually going to copy this. I do like this.
Yeah.
The photo, I have to give it a C minus just because he's not wearing his ring. It's not your fault.
Right.
It's really Ted blew it. Okay.
But you can't, I mean, if this is, you know, not this kind of, sort of hazy light from the smoke, it looks like the last couple of photos I shot, which are really good. It's a great time of day and you can't miss it anyways. Mm-hmm. But something about the softness that, you know, in this photo for the anniversary, I just really like it. The shadows,
sure.
You get a little bit more shadow detail and, like the photo, they liked it right away and put it up on all their social media and blah, blah, blah. So
nice. Okay. There, so we'll get back to the photo in a sec. Now, the fires, are the fires still burning? Because, like, if it's burning out at like the nature park, it's likely a bog fire or a peat fire.
Yeah, I think it's all out now. I think after they kind of got it contained, it burned underground for a few more days.
Underground is the issue.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure when it is confirmed that it is completely out, but I have not heard a word or anything about it in the last week. So I'm going to assume that it's all out now.
Let's hope so. Cause those can actually burn for years.
Okay. Well, maybe it's still burning then. I don't know.
Or we can reach out, go. I think Burns Bog did that out in Delta. It can go, but good for you. You get some great photos for the next couple of years.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. This works out nice down there. The little sort of dispersion in the air.
Yeah.
You know, small price to pay, in my opinion. No, a great photo. I mean, again, this is one of those things where it's like you'd be accused of cheating, but knowing where to go and when to go is not really cheating. But when you go out there and think, oh, you know, hey, I'll just shoot it this time, and you're going to get great photos. And this was with the 70 to 200?
70 to 200 and the 60. This is a 60 shot. Just because it was all set up and we had had some wine and I wasn't going to go rumble through my stuff and try to, you know, basically set up a new configuration. I didn't necessarily, you know, give this a whole lot of thought. I could have taken the 85 mil, the 50 mm-hmm. mil, the 70 to 200. Any one of them would have been just fine for this shot, just because the light's good and mm-hmm. they fell into a nice pose. But this is the 70 to 200. Yes.
Yep. Great. No, it's a great image. And that's the thing is again, you feel bad, like, not, you don't feel bad, but when you go out with people, like, then they see you take the shot in, you know, start to finish with all four different poses, it's 3.5 minutes. And they're like, wow, like, shouldn't I be able to do that?
Yeah. And part of it is pose and part of it is light. And then, I mean, I don't know, we don't talk about this enough, but there is just a subtlety to head tilt that works or doesn't work. And this is head tilt perfection. Now, again, I didn't coach this. This is just how it lined itself up to be. But I'm looking at this image now and just thinking, the reason I think I like it so much, the hands are good in the place of the faces and all that, but it's the head tilt are, it just, it's, they did just the right amount of head tilt for getting the shadows where you want them, for illuminating the faces the way you want. So this is a little bit of just luck, because I had probably four glasses of wine when I took this shot. So right. I know that I did not do a whole lot more than just point the camera and say, I like this or I don't like this.
Yeah, that's kind of my move too, especially when it's people who know each other. I don't like to guide too much. It's like, you've been together 29 years. You know better than me.
Yeah, and then I just try to position myself to get what I want. But yeah, this was really quick and easy. So yeah, good job on their part for being good models.
All right. And here's have a look at mine. This is our weekends are usually spent at the baseball park, so I shot a baseball one.
Okay.
I did shoot it on the weekend. However, this is not your typical weekend lighting.
No, and this is lit, I'm going to say.
Oh, yes.
this is the CTO and the, you know, really blue sky effect that we've talked about in the past.
Even then, not really.
No, it's not CTO? No.
This is it's definitely CTO. The sky was bluish. I wasn't that blue, though.
Okay.
I guess it was blue. I guess, yeah, but this is a variation on a photo I've taken a few times that we've talked about. Normally, I would do that with one light. This one, I decided to just go nuts. And was at home with my son and just said, you know what? We're taking a photo today. I'm getting four lights out. So this is a four lighter in the middle of the day. So this isn't even like, this is not like, oh yeah, wait till it gets a little darker at night and snap this. No, this is like noon 30. And so just bright, bright, bright. So the blue sky is a little washed out, but I'm able to stop down. So this is ISO 100, 1/200th of a second, because that's the maximum sync time with the 5D Mark III. I believe this is an F11 with an ND6.
Okay.
Which basically puts it at an equivalent of an F22.
Okay.
And that was the ambient exposure to get this sky. And then I have two lights, one in front that he's kind of looking into, sort of way camera left, almost straight on to his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then one camera right, which is letting both of those. One has a full CTO, one has a half CTO on it. I forget which has which. There are two flashes in behind him, sort of acting as stadium lights.
Mm-hmm.
And those have, one has a half CTB and one has a full CTB, just to kind of give that blue rim light. And now just to back that up, I'm lying, the front, the lights in front, one has a full CTO, one has a full straw, which is very similar to CTO, but it's a full power. So just, wasn't a half CTO.
Okay.
And so that's what gives you that yellow light in front. And then I drag the color temperature in around 4200 Kelvin, which keeps a nice little bit of yellowy tint on his face, but makes the sky, the kind of washed out lousy sky, go blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's, that's where we're at with this.
Is that a Richmond Chuckers hat that he's wearing?
It is indeed.
Wow, that was brought over from one of the kids that plays on your team?
Yep, that's, we brought over.
That's the summer ball hat for this year. I recognize it.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, they brought over a lot of Chuckers gear and a lot of stuff for the kids. So we have everything. We have Chuckers Frisbees. We got mugs. I have a Chuckers pencil. we have all kinds. That is Sam's favorite hat. He just loves that hat, wears it all the time.
You should take a picture of him where it's clearly in view and then send it to Jack, because Jack will be ticked off. Our summer ball did not get that hat. We got the standard blue Chuckers hat, and Jack was so crushed because all he wanted was the yellow brim hat.
Okay.
That's so funny. Just because I think they were back ordered or something. There was some reason that our
We're all in Germany, apparently.
9U team did not get it, and all of the 10 and 11 year old teams got it. And yeah, he really wanted the yellow brim hat, so that's awesome. So a picture of Sam with it facing forward would be very funny to show Jack.
That shouldn't be hard. He rarely takes it off, so I will. I'll get that over to him. So
my one rub on this one, on your iPhone, whatever. Yeah.
My one rub on this photo is why do they have to make the baseball bat so loud?
I don't have a problem with that. Like I kind of like it. I like those colors. They kind of pop. My only issue with this photo is the orangey peach dinosaur shirt here.
Oh no, it makes his eyes pop. I tell you, he loves it. He insisted he was not going to put his uniform on when we took this yesterday.
Oh, that's a shame.
He just refused to put his uniform on. I said, oh, that's all right. I'll take what I can get. I need a shot. And so for all the setup here, I mean, this isn't your typical weekend shot, but for all the setup, kind of like how this went. Like, it's a lot of hard light on somebody, but I guess with kids, it's fewer wrinkles, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I made sure to have his hat backwards simply so we can get some nice light, no shadows on his eyes. Other than that, I'm gonna use this a little bit more than I even have been, because this is a variation. Normally, I would shoot it later in the evening and just have one light, kind of like how it looks with all four.
Okay.
And I may introduce a fifth. I can do up to five lights. The only problem is I run out of stands.
Right. Don't do it. Don't do it. Five lights.
Four is good. Five is better.
Right. Yeah.
Because I can trigger one with the cable right out of the camera. I have the transmitter and three receivers, so that's three more. So I can do the cable and the hot shoot simultaneously. That's four, and then the fifth light will be the optical trigger on the SB26. So I think we're good here.
I promise you that fifth light will not be the deal breaker.
It will make or break this. It will. It'll be like, oh my God, five lights. He is the Neil Peart of photography. Yeah, that's a reference that no one's going to get except for, I bet, Stephen Flo in Seattle, our listener Stephen Flo. Okay. I guarantee he will get the Neil Peart reference.
Okay.
There you go. All right, well, we had a topic lined up, so we're out of time, but let's do it really quick then. What do you want to do this year photographically? Now, in some ways, as we talk, it's funny you mentioned it earlier. I wrote it down in the show notes. I consider September to sort of be the start of the new year.
Okay.
Because of school and you know, school is the start of the new year, et cetera, et cetera. And it's funny how that stuck with me because I stopped going to school when I was 13. And then, you know, but then after time, and now the kids are, and I have kids and they're in school, now I'm back to thinking of September as sort of the start of the new year. And so with that, at the end of the summer, going into the new year, do you have anything that you would like to kind of focus on? Anything you want to do photographically?
That's tough. I think my one thing that I would try to do this year is, you know, try to shoot a little bit more consistently. I kind of put the camera away sometimes for a month or two at a time. Outside of taking challenge photos, those seem to be the bulk of the photos that I took in the past year was challenge photos, and then vacation or if I'm going away or something, but just on a week-to-week basis, I really didn't shoot a lot of photos this year. So I'm gonna sort of make it a personal mission to shoot 10 photos a month. So that's going to be something.
10 keepers.
Yeah, 10 keepers a month or maybe five, but just some from every month so that the camera is not going away for long stretches of time this year.
Do you still make calendars?
Yep, make a yearly calendar. And my wife, even though she's a couple years behind, makes a yearly photo book for the kids. Mm-hmm. So like to have those photos put aside. It makes the books and it makes the calendars a little bit better if I've kind of shot consistently through the year. So I think that even five, I think five keepers a month would be good. So basically just over one a week.
So yeah, okay. So I also make calendars like for the grandparents and my sister, et cetera. And I stick to the rule that month that photo has to come from the previous year's month.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that kind of keeps me shooting consistently or sweating a lot when it's calendar time.
Right. Yeah. I think in years past, that was kind of what I'd been doing. But last year, definitely, we would have had to pull photos from different months. Or I guess for this year's upcoming calendar, we will, because I just wasn't that consistent.
Okay, so stop that. Be more consistent. And next, the calendar after this, 2019, is going to be dead on accurate.
There you go.
Awesome. For me, I'm just going to use five lights. That's my whole goal.
Every photo,
five lights. Yeah. Not counting ambient, so that's six lights. Technically, that's six lights if we're going to get really picky about it. I think like yourself, it's to kind of shoot a little more consistently. I did change the way I shoot a little bit this year by buying the X100, which I only mention every single episode, but it has changed the way I shoot, what I shoot, a lot more environmental stuff, like surroundings instead of close-ups. So I kind of want to get back to shooting the occasional close-up. And which I shoot less and less of, which maybe could be a bit of an overcorrection. So I kind of want to come right back down the middle. I still like the X100. I still like shooting a lot more environmental portrait kind of stuff, snapshots, which again was the reason I got it, because I was correcting the other way. I was shooting everything so in tight that it wasn't so much a photo album at the end of the year. It was like, all right, it's just like your head. Why do you have headshots?
Right.
You know, let's see you do stuff instead of just some close-ups. And so I guess I want to get back to a nice mix, which I will. We'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Let's do that for the new year. And then next week is episode 400. So woohoo!
Yay.
All right. And next week's challenge is our monthly challenge, and that is Blue Hour. So hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or Hey Hosers on Instagram. We will check that out. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
They can go to adamschwartz.ca, and how about your stuff?
You can find mine at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.